back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Vive con nosotros.
You know it, folks. You know it. This is Friday edition of the show with no name 2.0. So many amigos tuning in from all around the world, sending us so much love. And, well, I'll tell you what, though, Mom. We've got a lot of stuff to do still.
Yeah, we have a lot to do.
I mean,
and only time one hour left.
Yeah, I mean, is time flying by?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So
yes.
If it flies by on a Monday, just imagine today.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we need to tell? Oh, boy.
Vamos con la segunda. A ver si sabes decirnos de qué ciudad se trata.
Right, it's time for our second Mystery City Clue. One lucky winner will win, you know it, folks.
English on the go.
That's right, English on the go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo, my latest book.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love traveling, if you love language, if you love curiosities about interesting places and food and history and fun facts, well, then you're going to love this book. And as many of our books here at Vaughn, comes with audio.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally take you on a journey. Now, the book, I think it's like $17.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of money, especially since you've got hours of audio,
mm-hmm.
too. And
mm-hmm.
But today, someone's going to win it.
Somebody's going to win it absolutely free.
But we've got some rules. What are the rules?
You have never won a promotion here on the show.
Yeah, you can't have won the book already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you have to wait till we've given you all three clues.
Mm-hmm. And then no cheating.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right? No
okay.
cheating.
No cheating.
All right. So here we go, my amigos. Clue number one. Let's remind them. What is clue number one in today's Mystery City?
Clue number one is a man's name.
It has something to do?
With a man's name.
Has something to do with a man's name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give us clue number two.
The city gave us five.
The city gave us five.
Mm-hmm.
So this is cryptic, isn't it?
Yes.
Give me five is choca.
Mm-hmm.
Choca los cinco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me five. Okay. The city gave us five, and it has something to do with the man's name. Those are our two clues.
Those are our two clues so far.
Okay, good, good. Well, we've got some info. We're waiting for our third and final clue, and once we get that, it is open season. Where can they participate today?
They can participate in Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Sure.
And the Vaughn Radio app.
But if you participate on all of those, you're going to be pretty dizzy.
It's very hard. just choose one.
All right. Great stuff here. All right. So those are your two Mystery City clues. We also have to hear our Say What sound.
Say What again.
Now, this is the third time we're going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So this, guys, you want to start getting down some of what's being said right now. Okay?
Absolutely.
Because you're only going to have one more time after this to get it down.
That's true.
All right. So, that said, ask Juanjo for the soundbite.
Say what?
Wait, he wasn't paying attention.
The stairs have gotten more and more exhausting as our seasons have gone on. You know, season one and two, we're running up there. Now it's season 12. We're all a little bit older, a little more difficult getting up those steps. So I'd like that elevator to work.
Okay, so we've determined it's a woman from North America, from the North. Is she acting or is she... just being
herself.
It
seems like an interview.
Okay, yeah. Seems like an interview.
Seems like an interview.
She's not performing.
No, no.
Right? She's not acting now.
She's just sharing something.
She's sharing something. Mm-hmm. She's talking about, we said, an elevator, 12 seasons. All right. All right. Good, good. And I don't think it's too hard. She speaks pretty clearly.
Yes, she does.
I don't think anyone's going to have any trouble understanding her.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, guys, if you know who's speaking and what's being said and why, as my mom wants to know, just let us know. And you're going to hear it one more time, though.
One more time. Coming up.
At around 12 o'clock, we'll play it for you again.
Okay.
All right, Mom, I'm going to leave it in your hands. But don't tell me. Tell Juanjo, right? So you want to do Name That Lyric? You want to do Double Trouble?
Let's do Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. Now, how does this section work, Mom? Name that lyric.
You give the lyric in
Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And then the listeners have to
tell us
what the song is in English.
And the artist.
And the artist who recorded
it. So we give it to you in Spanish. My mom's going to translate it, as we've realized. You're an excellent simultaneous. So you're a great salesperson.
I'll do my very best.
Really? It's great. You're a Jack or Jane of all trades.
Jane of all trades. Okay, I'll take that.
I mean, she does a little bit of everything, right? Okay, so, Mom, what are we doing? Oh, name that lyric.
Name that lyric.
Don't look.
I won't look. So you're going to see if you're on Facebook Live. My eyes will be cast downward. I'm not looking.
Okay, so here we go. Okay. ¿Quieres empezar algo? No, digo que quieres empezar algo.
I want to start something.
Okay. Tienes que empezar algo.
You have to start something.
Digo, ¿quieres empezar algo?
I'm saying, do you want to start something?
Tienes que empezar algo.
Do you have to start something?
Okay. Demasiado alto para superarlo.
Too high.
Para superarlo.
To get over it?
What? That's the line.
Oh, okay.
So you nailed it.
All right.
Sí, es que lo hace genial, ¿eh? El translation este. Okay. Demasiado bajo para pasar por debajo.
It's too low to pass under it.
Basically. Estás atrapado en el medio.
It's stuck in the middle.
Okay, no, tú estás, you're...
Oh, you are stuck in the middle.
Which is the exact line.
Mm-hmm.
So great job there. El dolor es el trueno.
The pain is the thunder.
Oh, my. Mom, seriously.
I'm not cheating.
No, she's not. She's not cheating at all. The pain is the thunder. Demasiado alto para superar. We looked at it already.
Mm-hmm.
Demasiado alto. Too high.
Too high.
Para superar.
To get over.
Good. Demasiado bajo para pasar por debajo.
Too hard to get under.
Okay. Estás atrapado en el medio.
I'm stuck in the middle.
Y el dolor es el trueno.
And the pain is the thunder.
All right. Now, do you like this song? Do you know the song?
I don't know this song.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, if you know today's Name That Lyric, you can tell us on Facebook and on Twitter today. As always, we are participating. I believe we're still live. We're still live on Facebook. They cut us off because I was rapping.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like you to use even 30 seconds or a minute of anybody's songs.
Uh-huh.
Even though you're doing your own version.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Zuckerberg is, I won't say what he is.
Okay.
But I don't like him. Mm-hmm. I don't like Mark Zuckerberg and people with too much power. All right. So, let's see if anybody knows it. On Facebook, nobody knows it. On Twitter, we've got some winners. It's Jayster and Express.
Wow, congratulations.
All right, now, this is one of those songs. Oh, man, it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great song. Michael Jackson, are you a fan?
I liked his album Thriller. I believe I had that at the
Thriller?
Time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you mean you had it? You bought it for me.
I bought it for you. I liked
it. Well, it might have been yours, but I was the one who was listening to it constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember wearing that record out.
You did.
With the tiger in it. Remember you opened it up and he was lying next to a baby tiger?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my God. What an album. Well, Thriller. Thriller is also the famous one as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Another one. And, well, this song is called Got to Be Starting Something. You got to be starting something. Want to be starting something. You know it?
Yes.
Too start, too high to get over. Yeah, yeah. Too low to get under. Yeah, yeah. So maybe we'll have you do the yeah, yes. So when we do it, you do the yeah, 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 yeah. And you can't go wrong.
I can't go wrong on that.
You know? So we'll look at the lyrics. Now, the end of this song, too, has a very, very catchy hook, right? You know the part when he goes, mama say, mama cosa, mama say, mama sa, mama cosa. Now, what is this? This is a borrowed line from a Cameroon native, Mano Dibango's 1972 song, Funk Soul, Makosa.
I didn't know that.
Because everybody knows that. Mama say, mama sa, mama cosa, mama say, mama sa. They do it at the end of this song. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson does it. Now, the original song, if you want to hear it, says, as I said, Funky Soul Makosa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
From 1972.
Correct. Now, there's a little problem here. What didn't Michael Jackson do?
Michael Jackson did not get permission to use this song prior to recording.
Very cheeky.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What happened then?
Then they reached an out-of-court settlement.
Which means that there was no lawsuit.
No.
To settle is to say, okay, how much money do you want? And we'll make this go away.
Yes.
Companies often settle.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to go to court. They want to keep the details quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so they
do.
So they settle out of court. So, So finally, Michael Jackson did have to pay him a settlement for using his song. This song supposedly is about how Michael's brother's wives we're always starting trouble.
I didn't know that.
You got to be starting something. You want to be starting something.
Mm.
So he's saying in this case, not something good, but starting problems.
That they were troublemakers.
Troublemakers.
Troublemakers, right?
Right. And, this was the fourth of seven top 10 hits off the album Thriller.
From Thriller. Okay.
Now, most albums don't have one top 10 hit.
Yes, that's true.
Seven top 10 hits on this album, Thriller. It is by far the top selling album of all time worldwide.
I did not know that.
That's Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
And in fact, there's even a part in this song where he mentions Billie Jean. He says, Billie Jean's always talking and nobody else is talking. Telling lies and rubbing shoulders. So, his songs, I mean, they seem so innocent, but, you know, Billie Jean is about him saying, that kid is not my son.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this one, he's telling his sister-in-laws to play the quiet game.
Yes, play the quiet game.
He's basically saying, guys, you got to be starting something. Got to be starting something. Like, can't you just let people live?
Mm-hmm. Don't interfere.
Don't interfere with people. Let them live. Right? So let's take a look at the lyrics. He says, I said you want to be starting something. What? And he says, you got to be starting something. You got to be. You have to be. You got to be, mm-hmm. right? Same thing. I said you want to be starting some. Wanna, as we know, is want to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, it
want
is.
To. I said you want to be starting something. Got to be starting something. Want to be starting something. And he goes, it's too high to get over. Yeah, yeah. Too high to get over. So if something is too high, too plus adjective, right? Too high, too rich, too whatever. Too high to get over. There's a phrasal verb.
That's okay.
To get over.
Get over.
Right. Which we don't only get over things physically, but we use this more in the figurative sense. To get over. Oh, you'll get over it. It takes some time to get over the loss of a loved.
It does.
Get over. So it's not just to get over a physical barrier, but it's to get over a figurative barrier as well.
A difficult time in one's life.
A sickness.
Mm-hmm. You'll get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A death, a breakup. Right. So that get over, very, very useful. Too high to get over, too low to get under, too low to get under. Mm. So like he's saying, OK, so, you know, there's no way out here. It's almost like a catch 22, as we say.
You can't win.
You can't win. A catch 22. We say in Spanish, it's el perro que se muerde la cola.
OK.
The dog that bites his own tail. There's no win. It's, in English, it's called a catch 22, right? A catch 22 is what it's called. All right. So, great song, by the way. It says too high to get over, too low to get under. Here's the one. We looked at this word stuck this week, to be stuck in traffic. Remember, or was it last week? But we looked at the idea of stuck.
Being stuck.
Not moving. With Dan, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. When Dan was here.
Right?
Okay.
And he's, you're stuck in the middle. You're stuck in the middle. So there's no way out. You can't get out. You can't go over. You can't go under. You're stuck in the middle. You're stuck in the middle. And then he repeats. And then he says, and the pain is the thunder. The pain is the thunder.
That's
a great line.
That's
huh?
a great line, really.
Pain is the thunder. So these, you know, this sounds like a pop, lovely, lovey-dovey song, but pain is the thunder. Wow. That's a, where do you hear thunder? You hear that a lot in song lyrics, right? I know one that you know. Thunder. It's like thunder, lightning, the way you love me, it's frightening. And thunder, go grease lightning. No, grease lightning, I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, that's different, yeah.
Thunder. But you hear that word a lot, thunder. Mm-hmm. Thunderstruck. I know you're not an AC/DC fan, obviously. Thunderstruck. So thunder. Thunder. The pain is the thunder. What a cool line.
That's a great line.
Really? All right. Well, I'll tell you what, listeners. I want you to grab the lyrics, get them up on the screen. My mother and I are going to sing this. Now, why did I choose this song?
It has,
what happened today in 1982?
In 1982.
Today.
Michael Jackson's sixth solo album, Thriller, was released worldwide.
So we chose this song because it's on the album Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And today in 1982.
It was released worldwide.
I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember down in our basement, there was a record player and then there was this cabinet and it was under there. And I worshipped this album.
I didn't know you liked it so much.
I went nuts. I discovered music with this album.
Mm-hmm.
Then
great.
Pink Floyd, The Wall. You know, I found other ones there. Santana you had as well. A lot of Beatles albums. So I discovered my listening to the radio and playing your albums. And I remember this one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because not only the music was amazing, but you just opened it and there was Michael Jackson laying next to a tiger. And you're like, what a god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy is not a... And then when you see the guy dance and sing and perform...
He was very talented.
No one like him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another Freddie Mercury case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are people who can sing. There are people who can perform. But some people just have the whole package.
They have the whole package, yeah.
And Michael Jackson had that whole package. And so that said, guys, we're going to take a look at this song. We're going to sing it now. You want to do the yeah, yeah?
I'll do the yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, here it goes. Folks, it's got to be starting something. Got to be starting something. Michael Jackson, let's do it.
Ooh, ow! Jump on! Come on! Ow! Come on! Come on!
Ready, Mom?
Yeah! Shout out! So you wanna be starting something? Got to be starting something. Wanna be starting something? You got to be starting something. Too high to get over.
Yeah, yeah.
Too low to get under.
Yeah, yeah.
You're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And the pain is the thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
Too high to get over.
Yeah, yeah.
And too low to get under.
Yeah, yeah.
You're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And the pain is the thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There it is, folks. There it is. What a cool song,
great
huh?
Great song. Great song.
What a great artist, man. Michael Jackson and the King of Pop.
Yes, the King of Pop.
The King of Pop. And this was off the greatest selling album in history.
Yes, it was.
Thriller. And you remember the video, too. Let's not even talk about the video.
The video. Yeah, that was groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking,
mm-hmm.
Right? Remember also the voice at the end, Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
The ghouls and hounds of hell. It was just, wow!
He was a Hollywood actor famous for horror movies.
Yeah, absolutely. And his voiceovers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Juanjo has told me that they have a little surprise for you, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, but not yet. Yeah, okay, not yet. De hecho, vamos a ir con Double Trouble mientras estáis con eso, porque es que se nos acaba el tiempo. We're running out of time.
Yes, we are.
So why don't you ask Juanjo for Double Trouble?
Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby.
Double Trouble, baby.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Give it up.
Double.
trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's Double Trouble on the show with no name. We are live on Facebook today. And, well, you guys can participate on Twitter as well.
You can participate on Twitter, on the Vaughn Radio app.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
And, yeah, wherever you want, really.
On Instagram?
Instagram? Sure. Why not? Why not? All right. Well, Double Trouble time. Now, this is a, I think this is a tough one. But you know what? I know my listeners are going to figure it out.
Okay. They're very intelligent listeners.
They are very intelligent people. Very nice people, too. Because one thing is being intelligent and not being a nice, good person.
You want to have both qualities.
So, okay. So, let's take a look at this one. Dime en qué piensas. Tengo que orinar.
That's a little difficult.
This is a tough one. I told you. I told you guys it was going to be difficult. So, today's Double Trouble, remember, you have to use the same word twice. If not, it's not Double Trouble. Because some people put the translation, I have to pee, and the other, and I'm like, yeah, that's correct, but not for Double Trouble.
Mm-hmm. No, it's got to be twice, the same word.
Same word, twice. That's why we call it Double Trouble. All right, so, dime en qué piensas. Tengo que orinar. All right, so that is our Double Trouble. Let's take a look here on Twitter. It's a tough one, guys. We'll see who gets it. I'm not seeing comments on Facebook, so I don't know if you guys stopped commenting or if it's frozen. Let me check on my iPhone over here and see if there's any new comments, because I'd hate to think that you guys are commenting and I'm not seeing them. Warner Music, thanks, guys. Warner Music's like, we've got a problem with your thing. Let's see. Okay, the show with no name live, 23 comments. I'm looking here on my phone. Okay. Yeah, we're live. We're live. Okay, good.
So it's
Just wanted to make sure.
It's working. It's working.
Nobody knows Double Trouble. It's a little bit worrying knowing that my listeners are good.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to figure this one out. So it's a funny way to say tengo que orinar, right? And dime en qué piensas. I want to know what's on your mind. It's another way of saying, I want to know what you're thinking. I'm interested. I'm curious to know what you're thinking.
What you're thinking.
Right? So if we had to say this in another way in English, how would you say that? I'm curious of what's on your mind.
What's on your mind? Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. I have to go to the little girl's room or the little boy's room.
Because
it's a fun way to say that. You're not saying I'm going to take a piss or take a pee or a vulgar way. It's a funny way.
I actually never heard that way in English.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's new to me.
There you go. Well, it's like powder my nose.
Yeah, I know.
No one goes to the bathroom to powder their nose. Well, I guess if you do cocaine, don't do that. That's dangerous stuff, guys. Mm-hmm. But that's one way to say, excuse me, I'm going to the bathroom without saying what you're going to do.
Right, right.
And this is just a funny, cute way to say it. We've got a winner. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
My listeners are incredible.
Terrific.
Incredible, but totally incredible, because this is totally native, this one. Because sometimes it's, an idiom and then the literal use. Mm-hmm. These are two idioms, two expressions in one Double Trouble. Because sometimes you're like, okay, I don't know the idiom, but I can figure out the literal use of the word. Right?
But this viewer, this listener got both.
Well, why don't you announce our winner?
It's M. Elena.
Melena.
Melena.
Me gusta. M. Elena. Melena. Do you know what Melena means in English?
Melanie, perhaps?
Melena means long-haired.
Oh.
If you have long hair, you're Melena.
Oh, it's not a woman's name?
Yes, as well.
But what would it mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
Part I don't know.
Okay, if you know what your name means in English, let me know, Melena.
By the way, come back soon, Linda, Melena says.
I will try to. Thank you.
All right, well, we've got a winner. Let's see if anybody can join Melena in the winner's circle. Yeah? What do you think, Mom?
I hope so. Put on your thinking caps.
Oh, great expression. Put on your thinking caps means think really, really hard.
Yes.
My teachers used to say that to me. That's a good one.
Put on your thinking caps.
That was a good mom phrase, and it's not even the section.
No.
All right, what do we say at this point?
time for a commercial break.
So?
Stick around.
Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world.
Ho, 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 ho. Vaya, estamos en una época en la que si no nos hemos cuidado... Pasa esto, llegan los catarros. Lo mismito que con tu inglés. Tú que eres previsor, ya tenemos la Navidad a la vuelta de la esquina. Por eso, ¿por qué no te regalas un nivelazo de inglés? Con nuestros intensivos de Navidad, intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas. O si contratas 3, 7 sesiones, llámanos. Infórmate 91-133-5833 o escríbenos a cursos@grupovaughan.com. 91-133-5833.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
El éxito de un programa de formación recae única y exclusivamente en el calibre técnico y humano del profesor. Por esta razón, se busca talento fuera del gremio de la enseñanza para que no haya vicios adquiridos y empezar la formación desde cero. Convertir a las personas que no se habían dedicado jamás a la enseñanza en los mejores profesores del país les anima y motiva para hacer de la enseñanza su forma de vida. Nuestro director de producción, Andreas Fitzgerald, nos cuenta qué es un profesor para Vaughan.
A teacher is not a teacher. A teacher is a coach. A teacher is a guru. A teacher is a mentor. The teacher's job is not to teach. The teacher's job is to motivate. The good teacher explains. The very good teacher demonstrates. The outstanding and great teacher inspires and motivates. The key is motivation. The virtues are humility and patience. To paraphrase a great Scotsman, the great teacher gets up in the morning, looks at herself or himself in the mirror and says, I'm going to get better and better and better. And they never make excuses for themselves. The great teacher is not a teacher. The great teacher is a coach, a motivator, a mentor, and inspires their students.
Este año tenemos el regalo para tus hijos, o para tus nietos, tus primos, sobrinos, perfectos para mejorar y reforzar el inglés de pequeños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años. Son los intensivos de Navidad para niños. Si contratas las 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos el acceso gratuito durante un año entero a nuestro curso online Vaughan Classroom Lite. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o escríbenos a lineajunior@grupovaughan.com. El mejor regalo lo tienes con Vaughan. 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher.
Sigue este programa a través de la aplicación de Vaughan Radio, FM, TDT Radio Nacional, Internet, red de emisoras repetidoras de la señal radio TDT y en los podcasts.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Yeah.
All right. The show with no name with May Green over there always makes the show sound a lot better when you got a lovely voice like that singing.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, Mom, we've got so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's officially Friday afternoon. So happy afternoon. We made it.
We made it to the afternoon.
12:02 on the dot. And I've got to say something, Mom. You did it. You made it through. We got another 24 minutes left.
Yes.
And your radio experience for now has come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
we are going to keep the section going by popular demand.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Well, all you got to do is send us a voice note once a week.
Okay.
And I'll send it to Juanjo, and okay, you can probably send it directly to him.
Okay.
And you just tell us a little bit about it. You got to go on for about a minute explaining it and things like that. And then I'll comment on what you say.
Okay.
So that could work out, guys. That could definitely work out. But back to the lecture at hand.
Okay.
Back to what we need to do right now.
We have to do the say what again.
That's right. So why don't you ask Juanjo for it?
Say what?
The stairs have gotten more and more exhausting as our seasons have gone on. You know, season 1 and 2, we're running up there. Now it's season 12. We're all a little bit older, a little more difficult getting up those steps. So I'd like that elevator to work.
All right, guys. So there you go. That's the last time you're going to hear it. I want to know who's speaking and what's being said. But before we go any further, we still have a pending double trouble as well.
Yes, we do.
All right. So we have one person who figured it out, and that's our superstar of the day, Melena. She's a superstar every day, but today she proved that she stands alone.
Yes,
the
no one
only
else.
One.
The only one else.
Who
the
got
only
it.
One who got it.
So, Melena, that is pretty admirable. That is very, very admirable. Okay, so a penny for your thoughts.
A penny for your thoughts.
What does that mean if I say, Mom, a penny for your thoughts?
You're interested in what the person is thinking
about.
Yeah,
what's maybe you see somebody who's sad or kind of, introspective, and you say, a penny for your thoughts. Como te doy un céntimo si me cuentas lo que piensas.
Tell me what's going on inside.
Yeah, what's happening? What's going on in your mind? A penny for your thoughts. Un céntimo para tus pensamientos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Por favor. And then, tengo que orinar. I have to pee, I have to piss, but I have to powder my nose or I have to spend a penny.
Now, that line I've never heard of.
Well, there you go. You're learning stuff, too.
I'm learning English. I've never heard that line.
Yeah. So, yeah, to spend a penny. Now, look, if you put this is guy. I always tell my listeners, spend a penny, meaning. And when you go like that, spend a penny, used euphemistically to refer to a need to urinate.
Never knew that.
Informal British.
Oh, okay.
That's why
I hadn't heard
so
of it.
So you've got to say a penny for your thoughts. I have to spend a penny.
Okay.
But don't they use pence? We use pennies. Doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So why did I choose that one? Do you know why I chose the word penny?
No, that one I didn't know.
Well, you'll see why very, very shortly.
Okay.
As you know, there's a method to my madness.
There's always a plan.
A penny for your thoughts. I have to spend a penny. Dime en qué piensas. Tengo que orinar.
Okay.
Penny is the word that we doubled up on over there. Now, that's today's double trouble. Now, you know I always have surprises for you, right?
Yes.
And the listeners have surprises for you. But also my technicians, Juanjo and Nacho, have a little surprise for you. And I haven't even heard it. So let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Best mom in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my mom, Linda Alonso. Good morning.
Good morning, Alberto.
How are you?
Very good, and very glad to be here on the radio show, and especially for your birthday.
Did you decide, I'm going to speak English to him, you're going to speak Spanish to him, or
well,
did that happen naturally?
For me speaking, yo puedo hablar español, but con un acento norteamericana, it would have been much more difficult if I would have been the one to speak Spanish to you. So it made much...
So,
good morning.
What's up, Mom?
What's up?
How you feeling?
Feeling very good. Excellent.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Now, what is a greyhound?
Greyhound is an interstate bus that goes long distances.
Well, it's a kind of dog, but then after that,
oh, yeah.
In the United States, people think more of a bus than a dog.
Yeah, I was thinking more of the bus than the dog.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio, and we're here with...
Linda Alonso. I don't know what a phrasal verb is. I really don't
por
know.
Por favor. That's the best one. My mom's a vegetarian,
I'll
guys.
I'll take a rain check on that. Juanjo, name that lyric.
Lyric. The famed Museo del Jamón. Have you been there?
No.
That's the best one. My mom's a vegetarian,
I'll
guys.
I'll take a rain check on that.
Do you remember the name of the section?
Say what?
Phrases. Keep on echoing. Phrases. Phrases. All right, well, Mom, that's all the time we have for today.
Wow, the 2 hours just flew by.
That's right. Thanks for being here, Mom.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Thank you, Juanjo and company. Very beautiful.
The sound bites of Linda.
Linda's sound bites. Oh, wow. Well, that's great, Mom. And speaking of sound bites, we need to look at our sound bite.
Yes, we do. We have to do the name that city.
Well, not yet.
We're
waiting for our third clue. But right now, let's solve our say what soundbite.
Oh, let's do that.
Okay, because we need to get that out of the way.
Okay.
Now, this is Kaylee Cuoco. Okay.
All right.
I think that's how you pronounce it. But she's better known as Penny.
Oh.
Aha!
Okay.
In the series Big Bang Theory, she plays their neighbor, the nerdy, geeky guy's neighbor, Penny.
Okay.
And that's why I decided to say... a penny for your thoughts. I have to spend a penny.
Okay, all right.
So there was a reason for that double trouble.
There was a reason for that. Okay.
Now, there's this running joke. A running joke is, what is a running joke?
A joke that goes on for quite a long period of time.
Right, it continues. It's a joke that just continues and continues. And, what happens is there's a running joke. And you see them, their elevator's always broken, so they're always taking the stairs.
Okay, in the show. I've never seen the show, actually.
And I imagine it's the same set, they just change it so it looks like another floor, but they've got to walk along a lot of stairs as part of their job.
Oh.
Because, well, the show takes place in their apartments, but also in the hallway and, you know, between their apartments and the stairs, and the elevator has been broken for 12 seasons.
For 12 seasons.
That's the running joke. It's like, okay, here we go. Back to the stairs here.
Okay.
So they're asking Kaylee about that in an interview. And she says, the stairs have gotten more and more exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So they have to do stairs every day when they're filming. And they've gotten more and more exhausting. Remember, exhausted. She's exhausted. The stairs are exhausting. Right? The ing versus ed in this case. As our seasons have gone on. So it's gotten more exhausting as our seasons have gone on.
That's true.
Right? Seasons 1 and 2, we are running up there. They were season, bah, 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 bah. But now it's season 12. And we're a little bit older.
Okay.
A little more difficult getting up those steps. I'd like that elevator to work. But again, it's never going to work.
It's not going to work.
Because that's not the show. The
that's
show is
the
them in the stairs.
The running joke is the elevator is out of order for 12 years.
Right. So now that you heard me say it, well, let's hear Kaylee say it, talking about her work on Big Bang Theory.
The stairs have gotten more and more exhausting as our seasons have gone on. You know, season 1 and 2, we're running up there. Now it's season 12. We're all a little bit older, a little more difficult getting up those steps. So I'd like that elevator to work.
All right. So there you go, guys. Great job to everybody who figured it out. It was
congratulations.
Kaylee, right. And Penny, her name was Penny in the series. They call her Penny. That's right. All right. Well, what do you want to do, Mom? Maybe famous birthdays?
Well, we have to do the last clue.
Well, we're waiting for the clue. We don't decide when the third clue is coming. Maybe we can, if we do famous birthdays, the third clue will come?
Okay, that could be.
Because I don't decide. Basically, they're faxes that arrive, and they give me these clues. So I'm waiting for the third clue myself.
Okay.
So why don't you ask Juanjo in the meantime for famous birthday trivia.
Famous birthday trivia.
That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And, well, this is a part of the show where you guys have to tell us the three people that are celebrating a birthday. We give you some clues. And if you know who the birthday boys and girls are, well, then you guys can participate on the section, of course.
Of course.
All right. So let's get started with famous birthdays over here. All right. The first person was born in what year?
1960.
Wait a second.
Y la tercera pista para averiguar de qué ciudad se trata.
That's right. You know it. You know it. All right. Well, somebody is just moments away from winning my latest book, English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. Let's go over clue one and clue two again. It has something to do with
a man's name.
And what's the second clue again? Remind us.
The city gave us five.
Nos chocó los cinco. The city gave us five. Okay. And tell us the third and final clue.
Royalty hails from here.
Okay, so royalty hails from, which means comes from.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Here. Hails from. It's another way to say, you hail from, I was born in, or I come from this place.
I would put the word royalty in quotes.
Royalty.
In quotes.
Well, again, they're cryptic clues.
Okay.
So they're all in quotes.
Okay.
Because you could also put, they gave us five
in quotes.
In quotes, too.
Okay.
Right? So, let's see, guys. It is officially open season. Somebody is going to win my latest book, English on the Go, by guessing our mystery city. Your three clues. The city has something to do with a man's name. Clue number two. The city gave us five. And clue number three. Royalty hails
from here.
From here. All right. So, if you know the mystery city and you have not won our my book, English on the Go. Remember, you guys have to pick it up at one of our Vaughn offices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's they want to meet you. They want you to come in. So we've got Roberto. No, sorry. That's not the city. Let's see if anybody knows it on Facebook and on Twitter. All right, guys. Well, it's open season. Somebody is going to win English on the Go. The first person that can tell us what city has something to do with a man's name. What city gave us five?
Mm-hmm.
And what city does royalty hail from? Okay,
those are the three clues.
Those are your three clues over there. And speaking of clues, let's go over to famous birthdays. We were starting that, mm-hmm. but then we got our third and final clue. All right, 1965. This guy was born in 1965. What does he do?
He's an American actor, director, producer, and screenwriter.
Okay, now how would you describe this guy physically? What does he look like? Short. Right?
Short.
He's pretty short.
On the slim side.
Slim. He's not heavy set.
Not. Mm-hmm.
What about his hair? His eyes?
Brown eyes and brown hair.
Right. Brown eyes, brown hair.
Two very famous parents.
Oh, his parents are very famous, too. Okay, good. There's a clue. Would you describe this guy as more of a comedic actor or more of like a serious actor?
Definitely comedy, a comedian.
A comedian. Okay. Do you like him?
Yes.
I'm a fan. I love his dad.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was on my favorite show, Seinfeld. Okay, number two. I know you're not going to know this guy, but he was born the same year as me.
Oh, okay.
1977. What does this guy do?
He's an American DJ and producer.
Okay. But he's also worked with a lot of different groups, aside from his own, such as?
Will.i.am.
Uh-huh.
Linkin Park.
Good.
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon, LMFAO, and many other groups as well. Yeah. And he's got a crazy type show. Like, he jumps off the DJ table into the crowd. Like, he supposedly does some pretty crazy things. I've never seen him. In fact, I was at a festival where he was spinning, right?
Mm-hmm. And spinning the records.
Spinning, yep. And I didn't get to see him because it was packed with people. So that's number two.
Okay, that's number two.
All right.
And the last one?
Well, we've got some more people guessing here.
Oh, okay.
London?
No.
Veronica says no.
No, not London.
Guillermo says Alejandria.
No.
Alexandria.
No.
Nope. Man's name. So it has to do with a man's... Somebody's going to win this book, please. If not, I'm going to give it to my mom to take home. So it has something to do with a man's name. The city gave us five. And royalty hails from this place. Come on, guys. I want a winner here. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right. Let's give them some clues for our third and final famous birthday. She was born in what year?
1985.
Good. What does she do for a living?
She's an American actress.
Okay. Let's see. What show is she on?
What show is she on?
She's on many shows. I mean, she's done many, many things. But
since 2007, she's been on The Big Bang Theory.
That's right. What role does she play?
She plays the role of Penny.
And what does Penny do for a living, the character?
She's employed at the Cheesecake Factory.
And she's,
she's an aspiring actress.
Right. Now, does the Cheesecake Factory ring a bell to you? You love that place.
It's a great place. They have excellent cheesecake, and it's a place not to go just for dessert.
Right.
You have a lunch or dinner there as well.
Right. So, all right, those are our three famous birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
I said her name. Oh, we listened to her voice today.
Yes, we did.
Now, Jesus says Los Angeles is the city.
No.
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 It's not Los Angeles. All right, should we give him a little further clue over
yes,
here?
Yes, I think that's the missing link.
Okay, so it has something to do with a man's name.
Mm-hmm.
The city gave us five. And
the whole thing?
Read the whole thing.
Pop royalty hails from here.
Pop royalty hails from here. Pop royalty. There's your final clue. Now we can't tell you any more about it because we'd be giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got a winner as far as our famous birthdays.
Yes.
Who's our winner, Mom?
Jaster.
Yeah,
all right.
Jaster. Nice job.
Great job, Jaster.
Number one in famous birthdays.
Ben Stiller.
Number two.
Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki. I love it. Steve Aoki. And number three.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Yep. Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. All right. Some people said St. Petersburg.
No.
Nope. No. What, guys, you got 4 minutes to decide. So a man's name. It has to do with a man's name. The city gave us five. Obviously, a city cannot chocar los cinco.
Mm-hmm.
So think of five people that came from that city
famous,
that you would know.
Famous five people. Mm-hmm.
And then number three, pop royalty hails from this place.
Yes, it does.
Right. So, all right. Well, Mom, as you know, we have a lot of surprises and our time here is winding down. You got a couple minutes left. We hope to have a winner really, really soon. But in the meantime, I've prepared a little something for you because Juanjo and them prepared something for you. But I wanted to prepare something myself for you. So, that said, here's your final surprise here on the radio. And Juanjo, cuando quieras. We have the
Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets is what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you're really not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
All right, well, you know why I dedicated that song to you, right?
Yes.
Why?
Because I love that song.
And who does it remind you of?
Grandpa.
The original. Well, say it to them.
My father.
That song we're dedicating to my mom and indirectly to my grandpa.
Yes.
The original Alberto.
The original Alberto.
Where yes. He used to break out into song and sing that song to us. And that song will always remind me of you and of grandpa. Mm-hmm. And, well, great. Let's see if anybody here knows it.
Somebody.
We got a winner! Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, our winner, H. Veronica.
Hi, congratulations.
Veronica, let me know the closest Vaughn office where you can pick it up. If you pick it up in Madrid, I can sign it for you, obviously. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to H. Veronica Rojas.
And you the city, can we the say the city?
Of course, now
the
we can.
The city is Gary, Indiana.
Gary,
where
Indiana.
Where Michael Jackson was born and was part of a group called the Jackson Five.
With his brothers.
And he was called the King of Pop.
So that's where we got our clues from. Mm-hmm. So it has something to do with a man's name. Gary Indiana. Mm-hmm. Gary is a man's
Gary
name.
Is...
The city gave us five. The Jackson
the
Five.
The Jackson Five.
Right. And pop royalty hails from here. Of course, Michael Jackson was born.
Was born in Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. So our winner today, H. Veronica Rojas Mondragon. Excellent job.
Great job.
It was a tough one today.
Very difficult.
But they figured it out. So great job, listeners. Now, we've just got about another minute. So is there anything you want to say goodbye to? Anything you want to say to them?
I just want to say it's been a pleasure being part of the show with my name. With no name.
With my name. The Linda Alonso Show.
The show with no name with my son. And I'm going to miss this experience very much. And I'm going to be thinking of you on Monday when I'm getting up. At the time the show is on, I'm getting up, getting prepared to go to work. So I'll be thinking of you and continue your English studies. Don't let up.
Don't let up. Like I tell people, learning a language is something you do for life.
You do for life.
You
and
don't
learn
do it for
something
6 months.
New each day.
In your own language, too.
In your own language, too.
There you go, guys. Mom's advice there at the end of the show. It's been a pleasure, Mom. It's been real.
It's been great.
And really, we look forward to having you back soon. You know, mi casa, tu casa. Not only my physical house, but...
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My online, my radio house as well. And I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say that we will miss you very, very much. And that you've been a great part of the show. Even better than I imagined.
Thank you.
I knew you were going to do good, but I didn't know you were going to do that good.
Thank you. It's been great.
So great job, guys. Listeners as well, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for your wonderful comments. I'll remember them always.
Always. All right. Well, folks, you know what that music means. It means that we're done.
We're done.
We've got to go. So we don't say stick around, but you know what? You can tell them Alberto will be back on Monday. He promises.
Alberto will be back on Monday. He promises.
This is crazy love. Be more. It's not.
not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I
descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Marquitos, toma tu regalo de Navidad.
Anda, a ver. ¿Pero esto qué es? Brr, hello. Brr, my name is Polly. Brr, I'm your English teacher. Brr.
¿Te gusta? Es un loro profe de inglés.
¿Ya no sabes qué hacer para que tus hijos aprendan inglés? Si quieres que aprovechen el tiempo y aprendan de verdad mientras se divierten, estas Navidades tráelos a nuestros cursos intensivos para niños en vacaciones. Clases realmente divertidas y eficaces para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años durante las vacaciones de Navidad. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
¡Marquitos!
My father's family came from Zaragoza, and now I feel comfortable speaking English. Take on any opportunity you have to talk to people, interact to people, and don't worry about making mistakes. Just go ahead and start.
Be like Manuel. Be like him.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.